I don't know anything about your company, but I was just billed $20, and I want to find out why.
What was the invoice number again?
451-32. You've got my name and you've got my old address, and I've never done business with your company.
Okay.
So before I go further with this, I want to find out why you think I owe you $20.
That our invoices start with 4 digits, sir.
All right, let me call it back up here.
And
I don't take this lightly. I'm sorry. Let's see here. You know, maybe someone's sending this out in your name, and you'd want to find that out also.
The easiest way for me to look up an account to see if you're even a customer is my last name.
K-O-L-K-M-A-N.
K-O-L-K-M-A-N?
Yep. And by giving you that, I'm not agreeing to or signing up for anything.
I understand that, sir. First name?
You got my last name. I'm not giving you any more information. Now, before I go to the Attorney General of the state of Indiana, I want to find out what this connection is. Why are you sending me a bill for $20? You're not going to see, if I don't pay, you're not going to turn me into a collection agency, I'll tell you that.
No, we don't turn people into collection agencies, sir, and there's no reason to get hostile.
I'm not getting hostile. I just want to find this out.
First name?
Yep. So why is there an invoice going to me here?
Well, I'm trying to find that out, sir.
Okay.
I'd really appreciate it if you'd calm down for me.
Oh, I'm fine. I can't get violent over the phone.
Well, you'd really be surprised sometimes. Did you used to live in...
I used to. Now you know all this information. I'm not hostile, but I want to find out why you think I'm one of your customers.
Okay, sir, I'm working on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me here. Did you used to live on... Drive.
Used to.
All right. So before I'm going to give out any information about what I'm showing here, I need to make sure that you are the same person I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yep. When did I sign up for anything for $20 from your company?
Somebody under your name.
Okay.
Back in February of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Signed up for a commercial web package with us.
I never did that.
Does the name ring a bell with you?
Yeah, that's an old email address.
Email address with the AOL.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a second. The account's closed. I'll just tell you that right off the bat, so you don't owe us anything.
Well, and that is a long time ago, so I'm just curious why right now I get this thing.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah, and it wasn't mean-spirited. It was just a regular invoice that said, you know, past due $20. And
The reason the invoice number started with 3 digits instead of 4 is because it's a very early, very old account.
Okay.
That's why I didn't recognize the invoice number.
Yeah.
So I'm still working on what's going on, so just...
Yeah, I'm fine now. At least there's some explanation. I was only hostile because I thought this might have been some,
okay.
Just something, some company just generating these things trying to get money from people.
Nope.
And it gave a very specific address and phone number, so I started figuring out it wasn't a scam when someone actually answered the phone.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would just be phony phone numbers and things.
Okay.
But I never signed up for anything.
There was $20 due back when it was first signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is a prepaid service.
Wait a minute. Are you in Broad Ripple?
Well, we're close to Broad Ripple, yes.
I met with one of the owners of that company a long time ago.
Okay.
Now it's starting to come together. I sat in his office and I talked to him, and I tried to load a website to the thing, and I couldn't do it. I mean, it was impossible to do. And I called him and I said, I don't want your service at all because it doesn't work.
Okay, well, the account was closed on April 5th of 2002.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it was longer ago than that, though. What I did was I turned to a friend of mine who works at Monster.com.
Oh.
He signed me up, and boom, I've loaded websites ever since that day perfectly, and I pay him $30 a month.
Okay.
And everything's worked perfectly. So, unfortunately...
Your account would have been $10 a month based on what I'm seeing here.
Well, that would have been, but it didn't work. So...
That's fine.
You know,
there, you shouldn't. What's the date on the invoice?
I can't even call it up right now. It was,
Hold on, hang on a second. August 27th.
Well, if you have, then I'll look under that.
You know what?
I mean, but yeah, I remember I just made one phone call, and I wasn't angry. I just said, you know what? Whatever we just talked about, it's null and void because it doesn't work.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on, and this is the what, I have yet to get to the why, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on is that despite the account being closed on April 5th of 2002, the system has been generating invoices ever since then.
Hmm. I haven't received one, but... I usually delete all junk mail. It's just
it may have been deleting it as junk mail, and you just happened to see this one. But yeah, you've received a monthly invoice for $20 in perpetuity since March of 2002.
Huh.
I'm sorry, May of 2002. I'm sorry.
So I'm just lucky I haven't been turned over to the credit bureaus.
No. This is a prepaid service.
Mm-hmm.
Means if you wanted to reopen the account, you would have to pay $20 to open it. You don't owe us anything.
Okay. So why were there invoices generated every month?
That's the why. I haven't gotten to that.
Which I never got any, but I don't even get invoices. I mean, junk mail that says invoices.
Okay, well,
usually all the other come-ons, the usual ones you see, you know.
Okay, well,
but,
like I said, I know the what, I don't know the why yet. Can I put you on hold for a minute?
Yep.
All right.
Plus, if something's turned over to a credit bureau, then there will be a settlement in my favor. You know, so, and I don't mean that badly, I just mean that's what's going to happen.
Yes, sir, I'm trying really hard to be polite and work.
Well, you're fine, and just go ahead and take care of it internally and you'll wrap it up, and there's no further need for me.
Okay, but I was trying to save you some money by giving the 800 number.
I won't need to call again, because I will never do business with your firm again. As politely as I can say that, I don't mean any animosity, but we can part, and I guess we can still be friends, but we're done, right?
Hey, I need to put you on hold. I'll be right back.